Hallelujah. Today's scripture reading is the Exodus chapter 23, verse 14 to 17. And another one is Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 9 to 12. I'd like to read Exodus chapter 23, verse 14 to 17. 3 times a year you shall celebrate a feast to me. You shall observe the feast of unleavened bread. For 7 days you are to eat unleavened bread as I command you at the appointed time in the month Abib, for in it you came out of Egypt, and none shall appear before me empty-handed. Also you shall observe the feast of the harvest of the first fruit of your labors from what you sow in the field, also the feast of the ingathering at the end of the year when you gathered in the fruit of your labors from the field. 3 times a yearly, all your males shall appear before the Lord God. And second one is Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 9 to 12. You shall count 7 weeks for yourself. You shall begin to count 7 weeks from the time you begin to put the sickles to the standing grain. Then you shall celebrate the feast of week to the Lord your God with a tribute of a freewill offering your hand, which you shall give just as the Lord your God bless you. And you shall rejoice before the Lord your God, you and your son and your daughter and your male and female servant and the Levi who is in your town and the stranger and the orphan and the widow who are in your midst, in the place where the Lord your God chose to establish his name. And you shall remember that you are a slave in Egypt, and you shall be careful to observe these statutes. Today's title is How to Observe the Feast of Harvest. How to Observe the Feast of Harvest. The Feast of Weeks is referred to by various names in the Bible. First, in Exodus chapter 23, verse 16, the Feast of Weeks is called Hag Agajar. which literally means the Festival of Harvest. And in Numbers chapter 28, verse 26, this Feast of the Weeks is also called the Feast of the First Fruit. And in Exodus chapter 34, verse 22, it is also called the First Fruit of the Wheat Harvest. The First Fruit of the Wheat Harvest. Here is what caused confusion is that the name of the Feast of the First Fruit is actually that is the Jewish calendar is January 16, which is the day after Passover is the January 15th, is the same as the name of the Feast of the First Fruit of the Wheat Harvest, which is the 50th day after the Feast of the First Fruit. The day of first fruit, the day after Passover, is the day when the first harvest of the new year is offered as a sacrifice. In Israel, barley is harvested first. So the first harvest offered on the day of first fruit is barley. Then, 50 days after Passover, the first fruit of the wheat harvest are offered. The Feast of Weeks is also called the Feast of the Harvest, as it falls on the day after 49th day is calculated by counting 7 weeks from the Feast of the First Fruit of Passover. You can find out the Leviticus chapter 23, verse 15 to 16. And on the 50th day, it is called Pentecost. In reality, the first harvest festival offered by the Israelites who had left Egypt was after they entered the land of Canaan, when they planted wheat and offered the first grain harvest with a sickle. According to Jewish traditions, this year, 2025, marks the Feast of Weeks. In the Hebrew, it is Shavuot, beginning after sunset of June 1st and ending at sunset on June 2nd. However, this Feast of the Weeks ritual with which the first fruit were offered to God was abolished after the fall of Jerusalem in AD 70. Today, the day we celebrate the Feast of Weeks as a day of thanksgiving is different from the biblical Feast of Weeks. In Korea, barley is harvested in the first half of the year and rice is harvested in the second half. Today, our harvest thanksgiving literally refers to the barley harvest around the end of the June. And the Korean church has designated the first week of July as a harvest thanksgiving. Historically, the feast of the first fruit in Israel and Korea is harvest thanksgiving, have a different date, but both share the same meaning of giving thanks to the God for all the harvest and not forgetting Him. However, the Harvest Thanksgiving Festival is not merely about expressing gratitude to God. Like all Israel festivals, it is closely connected to Jesus Christ. This is because Jesus is the Lord of all festivals and seasons. According to Matthew chapter 12, verse 8, the scripture says, "For the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath." Only those who encounter Jesus through the festivals and the seasons can be considered to be keeping the festivals in a way that is recognized by God. Let's look at the five feasts of the Israelites, how to link to Jesus Christ. The Passover, along with Jesus Christ, who is our Passover Lamb, you can see the 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, foreshadows his crucifixion and the shedding of his precious blood on the cross through which all our sins are forgiven. The Feast of Unleavened Bread, which begins the day of after Passover, signify that those who have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus must live lives free from leaven, that is, lives free from sin and corruptions. The Feast of First Fruit, which is the day after the Sabbath during the Feast of the Unleavened Bread, is the first fruit of Jesus' resurrection. You can find at the 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 20. It tells us that those who believe in Jesus Christ are born as a new creation in Jesus, and that through the power of the Lord's resurrection, we too become the fruit of the new life offered before God. Amen. Finally, through the Feast of the Weeks, it teaches us that we must become the first fruit of the redemption, the fruit of the Holy Spirit offered to God. The Feast of the Trumpet teaches us that we must become those who hear the final warning of judgment and the final gospel of the last days in order to welcome the Lord and the angels who will return to the air at the last trumpet blast. The Day of Atonement is the day when we are distinguished as those who have received the forgiveness of all sins are worthy to enter the kingdom of heavens. And the Feast of the Tabernacle is a shadow of the saint who entered the storehouse of God's kingdom, the New Jerusalem, and dwell in God's tabernacle. Amen. But after the destruction of the temple in Jerusalem, the Feast of the Weeks which was no longer able to offer the first fruit in the temples, became even more prominent as the day when the Ten Commandments were received from God at Mount Sinai. This day is the sixth day of the third month, which is the 50th day after the Exodus, following the first Passover and the feast first fruit. You can find that the please write down is Deuteronomy chapter 9 verse 10 and chapter 10 verse 4 and 18 verse 16. I'd like to read Deuteronomy chapter 9 verse 10. And the Lord gave me the two tablets of stone written by the finger of God, and on them were all the words which the Lord had spoken with you at the mountain from the midst of the fire on the day of the assembly. God called this day of day of the assembly because on this day all the Israelites gathered together to receive the law from God. And God made a covenant with the Israelites, marking the beginning of the covenant community. Through this day, the people of Israel were no longer slaves of Egypt, but become a congregation recognized by God as His holy peoples. So is a you can find at the Exodus chapter 19 verse 5 to 8 is God is declared them. Now then, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, then you shall be my own possession among all the peoples, for all the earth is mine. And you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and holy nations. These are the words that you shall speak to the sons of Israel. Only those who obey and keep all of God's words can qualify for God's assembly. God promised that He would make such people His precious people and the kingdom of priests, leading all the nations of the world to God and making Him the most excellent and powerful nations. Amen. This day is the 50th day after the Lord's resurrection in the New Testament. It is the day when the Holy Spirit descended, marking the beginning of the church where those who received the Spirit of God gathered. The Israelites who were listening to the Ten Commandments only one by one from God experienced the entire Mount Sinai is filled with God's glory and majesty as they heard the sound coming from the midst of the fire and darkness. You can find that at Deuteronomy chapter 5 verse 23. And so the thunder and the lightning, the sound of the trumpet and the smoke of the mountain. Also you can find at the Exodus chapter 20 verse 18. At the Pentecost, in the New Testament, at the Pentecost, descent of the Holy Spirit, Jews scattered through the world gathered in Jerusalem, and the Holy Spirit, who is God, descended upon those who believed in and followed Jesus' words and praise, accompanied by the mighty wind and the tongues of the fire that spread apart and settled on the heads of the praying believers. This experience mirrored the glory and the majesty of God's that filled Mount Sinai. You can find that the Exodus chapter 2, verse 1 to 4. I like to read. This is a very important verse, how the Holy Spirit is descended to us. And when the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. That is like an assembly, right? And suddenly there came from the heaven a noise like a violent, the rushing wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. And there appeared to them tongues as of fire distributing themselves, and they rested on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak with the other's tongue as the Spirit was giving them utterance. Through this day, by receiving the Holy, the one Spirit of the Holy Spirit, the church was born as one united community in Jesus, is a holy assembly. In the 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12 to 13, for every, even as the body is one and yet has many members, and all the members of the body, though they are many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jew or Greek, whether slaves or free, and we were all made to drink of one Spirit. Amen. So I give you another scripture. Is Galatians chapter 3, verse 28. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free man. There is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. Amen. In Jesus, in the Holy Spirit, Jews and the Gentiles become one. As prophesied in the Old Testament, through the bread offered to God at the Feast of Weeks. According to the Leviticus chapter 23, verse 16 to 17, I let it read for you. You shall count 50 days of the day after the seventh Sabbath, then you shall present a new grain offering to the Lord. You shall bring in from your dwelling places two loaves of bread for a wave offering made of 2/10 of an Eva. They shall be on fine flour baked with leaven, as first fruit to the Lord. The two loaves of the bread which leaven shaken people got represent the Jewish and Gentile believers who have become one body in Jesus. Amen. Though they carry the leaven of sins, they are cleansed by the blood of the cross and offers as the spotless bride of Jesus. The power of God came upon us who received the Holy Spirit. We became new people, born again through the Spirit. A movement of repentance arose, and the number of those receiving the baptism of Jesus Christ began to shake Jerusalem's. The force of the Holy Spirit, which began in Jerusalem, spread to Samaria and to the ends of the earth, resulting in a harvest of spiritual fruit as all those appointed for salvation came to Jesus. In this way, all the saints of the New Testament became those who received the Holy Spirit as the first fruit. According to the Romans chapter 8, verse 23, and not only this, but also we ourselves having the first fruit of the Spirit, even we ourselves grown within ourselves. Amen. James, the apostle, spoke of this, saying that just as Jesus became the first fruit of the resurrection, so too have we been born of the word of the truth and made the first fruit among all creations. According to the James chapter 1 verse 18, in the exercise of his will, he brought us forth by the word of truth so that we might be, as it were, the first fruit among his creatures. If we become the branches, the grafted into Jesus and bear fruit, we must bear much fruit to give glory to God. Let's look at the John chapter 15, verse 8. Jesus said, by this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit and so prove to me to be my disciples. While this may implied that the numbers of the visible fruit should be abundant, if we have become the fruit of the Holy Spirit. We must bear the fruit of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control in our lives. You can find at the Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 to 23. To bear such a fruit, we must follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit, living by the Spirit after we have died to ourselves. Let's look at the Galatians chapter 5, verse 24 to 25. The apostle recommended, actually the order to us, now those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit. You and I are branches of the trees which Jesus as the root. Therefore, we must naturally bear beautiful fruit. Our faith must be proven by our fruit. And Jesus said in the Matthew chapter 7, verse 19 to 20, Jesus said, every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. So then you will know them by their fruit. We must do many good deeds, good works, and good God's work. According to the Titus chapter 2, verse 14, is the scripture said, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from every lawless deed and purify for himself a people for his own possession, zealous for good deed. Good deed. We must never forget that we were saved so that we might do good deeds. Good deeds are God's work. God's work is to spread the gospel of the kingdom of God. We remember the why that what's the purpose of the Jesus Christ to come from the heaven to this earth? Let's look at the Luke chapter 4, verse 43. Jesus said, he said to them, I must preach the kingdom of God to the other cities also, for I was sent for this purpose. Therefore, the Apostle Paul said that we must bear the fruit of this gospel, that is the fruit of the being saved as God's people through evangelism, and this is what we are offering to God as the first fruit of the harvest festival. I'd like to read for you is the Colossians chapter 1, verse 6 and 10. Scripture says, which has come to you just as in all the world also it is constantly bearing fruit and increasing even as it has been doing in you also since the day you heard of it and understand the grace of God in truth. Verse 10, so that you may walk in manner worthy of the Lord to please him in all respect, bearing fruit in every good work and increasing in knowledge of God. I give you another one, the 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 15. Now I urge you, the brethren, you know the household of the Stephanas, that they were the first fruit of Achaia, and they have devoted themselves for ministry of the saints. Therefore, if we are to celebrate the spiritual harvest today, we must sow the word we have received from God. We must bear the fruit of evangelism and offer it to God. So Jesus ordered that. I'd like to read for you John chapter 4, verse 35 to 38. Jesus talked to his disciples as like that. Do you not say there are yet 4 months and then comes the harvest? Behold, I say to you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields that they are white for harvest. Already He who lives in receiving wages and is gathering fruit for life eternal, that he who sows and he gave leaves may rejoice together. For in this case the saying is true, one sows and another leaves. I send to you to reap that for which you have not labored, others have labored, and you have entered into their labor. The Lord took the lead in becoming a grain of wheat that fell to the ground and died, thereby the bearing much fruit. And we have been entrusted with the task of reaping the fruit of the seed that the Lord had sown. This is our spiritual harvest, our harvest of evangelism, which we offer to God as we meet Him in His kingdom by preaching and teaching this message to those who have determined to receive it and bring them into the church to be one with the Lord. Let's look at the 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 2. Preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with great patience and instructions. The word has been sown since before the foundation of the world. God, who is the word, and come in the flesh, and his word has been sown throughout the world until now. We cannot do anything to bear fruit, but he has appointed us as the last harvesters to gather the fruit. Now, until we all go to that kingdom, may we all work hard for God's kingdom on this earth. Come to church and rejoice and give thanks to God with all our heart on this Thanksgiving Day in the name of the Lord. A festival is a time of joy, singing and dancing, because it is the season when we witness the result of our hard work. The fruit is a reflection of one's life, a moment when the outcome of one's efforts is seen. As we look at the fruit, we see that our sweat, energy, time, and labor have been transformed into the beautiful fruit that has come to us in its seasons. We must never let our harvest be fruitless or filled with chaff instead of good grain. The sweat, tears, and efforts I have shed are the precious sweat, tears, and efforts given by Jesus Christ. May all the members of Love First Church come before the Lord with hands full of fruit that God will gladly receive. Amen. Let us pray together.